This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority reports high number of fire incidents across the country, urges public to remain cautious against fires. Bridge construction delays affect postal highway in Dhanusa, and UN Climate Conference COP30 concludes urging developed countries to triple climate funding for vulnerable countries. Now the news in detail. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged the public to remain alert as fire-related incidents continue to rise across the country. According to the authority, 18 disaster incidents were reported nationwide on the 8th of November, of which 15 were related to fire incidents. A day earlier, 19 disaster incidents had occurred, again with 15 fires. Significant damages to property were recorded in Makwanpur, Chitwan, Kaski and Kailali. Two people were injured in these incidents and losses have been estimated at 5.37 million rupees. The authorities said several fires were caused by negligence, while others resulted from electrical short circuits. The authority has called on people to handle fire and flammable materials responsibly. Madhya Province has recorded a significant rise in new voter registrations for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March next year. According to Krishna Raut, computer officer at the Madhya Province Election Office, more than 100,000 people have so far taken photos for voter ID cards at election offices in 8 districts. In Dhanusa alone, more than 14,000 people have completed their photos, while nearly 21,000 people have registered using their national identity card. Following the announcement of fresh House of Representatives elections, the Election Commission has added 837,000 new names to the voter list across the country. The Postal Road Planning Office in Janakpur has yet to award contracts for 18 of the 61 motorable bridges planned under the Postal Highway Project. While 22 bridges have been completed and opened to traffic, 21 are still under construction. Despite road sections reaching the final stage of blacktopping, bridge work has not progressed as expected. The project office said delays in contract management, resource shortages and technical issues have slowed construction, leaving locals without the intended benefits. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Gising, during an on-site inspection on Friday, instructed officials to expedite construction of the long-delayed Kamala River Bridge, linking Sira and Dhanusa. The ministry has said it is ready to move ahead with remaining contract processes and accelerate ongoing bridge construction. Health experts have warned that the risk of influenza rises as temperatures fall, with respiratory infections affecting the chest, nose and lungs becoming more common. Dr. Parshuram Ghimire said the flu virus is more active in winter, making people of all ages susceptible. While most cases do not require antiviral treatment, high-risk groups including the elderly, pregnant women, people with chronic conditions, and those with weak immunity should be closely monitored. Experts advise staying warm, maintaining hygiene, covering the mouth and nose while coughing or sneezing, staying active and consuming nutritious food and fluids to reduce the risk of influenza. Amaha wetland in Bara Chetra Municipality 4 and 5 in Sunsari is attracting growing numbers of domestic and international tourists. Spread over 52 hectares, the wetland features lush greenery, 4 renovated ponds, diverse wildlife and the Amaha Devithan Temple, popular during Udholi Uvoli festivals. Around 2,000 to 2,500 visitors come daily, rising to 10,000 on weekends. The site is popular for picnics, educational tours, and wildlife observation. Provincial and federal support has helped develop the compound, ponds and children's park, while local traders benefit from the influx of tourists. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news dates. The annual United Nations Climate Conference, COP30, has concluded with an agreement urging stronger global efforts to address climate change, but it stopped short of committing to a phase-out of fossil fuels, according to Al Jazeera, after 2 weeks of intense discussions at the COP30 summit in Belém, Brussels. World leaders reached a deal calling for countries to significantly accelerate and scale up climate action worldwide. The agreement outlines several measures, including a call for developed nations to triple their financial support to help vulnerable countries respond to the climate crisis. However, it does not include any reference to phasing out fossil fuel or coal. Many countries had sought a clear framework to reduce dependence on fossil fuels, which remain the main drivers of global warming, but states with major fossil fuel interests resisted the move. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres said the conference had produced some important outcomes, such as the call to increase adaptation financing and acknowledgement that global warming is likely to exceed the 1.5 degrees Celsius target set in the Paris Agreement. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said a proposed Ukraine peace plan, widely viewed as favoring Russia, was authored by the United States. According to the BBC, earlier senators had said Rubio told them the draft did not reflect Washington's position, but he later clarified that it was based on input from both Russia and Ukraine. Rubio made the comments while heading to Geneva for talks with Ukrainian and European security officials. The plan, not yet public but widely leaked, reportedly calls for Ukraine to pull back troops from eastern areas and limit the size of its armed forces. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned that Kyiv is under heavy pressure, while Russian President Vladimir Putin has suggested the proposal could be a basis for agreement. US President Donald Trump has forced Ukraine to accept the plan quickly, though key European allies oppose major elements. A meeting in Geneva on Sunday will include officials from the US, UK, France, Germany and Ukraine. Now sports update. There is no match today in the ongoing Nepal Premier League NPL 2025, as per the schedule announced by the Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN. The tournament will resume tomorrow with 2 games at the TU International Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur. The first match at 11:45 a.m. will see defending champions Janakpur Bowls play against in-form Biratnagar Kings. The second, a day-night match at 4 p.m. tomorrow will be between Karnali Yaks and Sudhir Pashchim Royals. In the current point table, Sudhir Pashchim Royals and Biratnagar Kings have 4 points each from 2 matches, with Sudhir Pashchim leading on net run rate. Kathmandu Gurkhas are third with 2 points from 3 matches. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority reports high number of fire incidents across the country, urges public to remain cautious against fires. Bridge construction delays affect Foster Highway in Dhanusa, And the UN Climate Conference COP 30 concludes urging developed countries to triple climate funding for vulnerable countries. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.